Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
McGill pitches, and Wade hits a high drive center field. Nimmo back at the wall. He'll leap, and it's gone. Up over the top of the wall, Lamont Wade Jr. is speeding around the bases, and now he gets word that's a home run. The third of the night for the Giants. 5-0, his 17th of the year.
We're joined by Dave Fleming, who I asked to name that call. We didn't know it was going to be Dave. It is Dave. So Dave's here, and Dave was listening to himself.
Can you name it?
We're playing elimination games. I don't know that that was an elimination. How can I don't know. Maybe they eliminated the Mets that day. I'm not sure.
Oh, you might want to turn Dave's... Oh, there we go.
Did we get?
Oh, it
was mislabeled. Oh, there we go. Oh. I'm like, when did the Giants play an elimination game against a Mets?
Yeah.
I go, that
died. We're recreating history here.
Oh, you know what it was? Is when they could have been eliminated from the series. It was 1-1, and Mets could have. It makes no sense.
I was going with you for a second. I had to get off.
I'm trying to save it somehow.
I was thinking maybe. Didn't the Mets eliminate the Giants in 2000 here?
Nimmo should not have been part of any sort of elimination. Do you remember that game, though?
Very vaguely. I mean,
even Dave doesn't remember it.
I have to say, a lot's happened this year. There have been a lot of games to sort through.
Oh, man. Isn't this the way it should be, though? I know I've heard it over and over, but really, this is like the perfect ending to really the Giants-Dodgers chapter. It'll close the book on the chapter for 2021, and 10-9, 107, 106. The rivalry, it's just perfect.
Yeah, I talked to Gabe a few minutes ago before coming down here to be with you, and Gabe said something like, you know, I'm not that superstitious. I'm not that spiritual when it comes to baseball. I just sort of, like, we play the game, and then you move on to the next one. But he said, you know, walking in today, it felt like this was meant to be. And it does.
It
feels like it had to come down to this for so many different reasons. I don't know if you guys saw. It was printed out and put on my desk upstairs. Vin Scully decided to tweet today.
Saw that.
I mean, when Vin says he thinks it's the most significant game in Giants-Dodgers history.
That's saying something.
Okay, I listened to Vin.
Yeah.
I mean, because he's seen more of them by far than anybody. So, it feels like it should have come down to this. The Giants have home field advantage. Yep. They have their ace on the mound. That's what you ask for. The Dodgers are really, really good. It's going to take a great effort to win this game and win this series, but this is where you want to be.
Yep.
Give us your read on Corey Knebel. When I first heard it, Dave, I thought lefty-righty games. When I looked into the numbers, they're both better against right-handed hitters than left-handed hitters. I look at it as just L.A. putting their best foot forward that Knebel was so good in September. What's your read?
Well, I think your first read was more what they were thinking about, I think. I mean, I think it's about – here's what I think. The Dodgers want to pitch in this game. Most teams in an elimination game think, all right, who do we want on the mound for whatever outs they are? Urias they want. They want Trinan. They want Kenley Jansen. And they want Corey Knebel, obviously, because they're pitching it first. But I don't know that they want anybody else out there.
Yeah. Right.
You know, maybe Vesia for a specific left-handed hitter with two outs, something like that. But I think that's who the Dodgers want on the mound. So the way they're thinking about it is everybody but Urias is right-handed. So if you start Urias, then the Giants have their righties stacked up, and you're going to get good matchups from the Giants' perspective early in the game. Then when Urias comes out, whenever that is, then the Giants make the changes, and you get Wade in there, you get whoever else wasn't going to be in there in the lineup, and then everybody else for the rest of the game is right-handed, and the Dodgers feel like they probably don't get the matchups they want. This is their way of saying, okay, Giants, you're going to have to make more than one decision point in this game. I think they're trying to make it tough on Gabe where it's not just when Urias comes out, that's when all the moves get made. They want the decision of the starting lineup to be a tough one. They want the decision in the sixth inning to be a tough one, and then again in the ninth inning. And I think that's what it's about. Would I have done it if I were them? I don't think I would have done it if I were them. But that, to me, if I'm putting myself in their shoes, that's what I'm thinking about.
Dave Fleming joining us here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks Show. Do you think they made it a tough decision for Gabe Kapler and his brain trust?
I don't think so. I mean, I think the Giants, we'll see what the lineup looks like when it comes out, but I think the Giants are going to be a little more standard at the start than they would have been if Urias were the starter. I mean, if Urias had been the actual starting pitcher, Slater would have hit leadoff, Ruff would have hit second, but you know maybe Posey hits third, something like that. It's probably going to look a little different than that against Knebel. First inning is an important inning. You got a chance to get the lineup exactly the way you want it against a certain pitcher. So I think it did make Gabe's job different, but I don't know if it necessarily made it tougher. The biggest question for me about the way they're going to manage this thing is it just Knebel for an inning, and then here comes Urias, or are they thinking Knebel, and then where does that get him, and then what the next pocket is, and do we have enough? Is it Bickford or Vesia for an inning, and then Urias comes in? I'm not sure the answer to that, but that to me will be Dave Roberts' biggest challenge with this. Have they already planned it out? It's Knebel for one, and then Urias comes in, and we'll just screw with the Giants top of the order just for the heck of it, or is this part of a bigger strategy?
They might have overthought this. You know, just thinking about what you just rolled out there, that they might get themselves into a pickle.
I believe that now the tougher job is on Dave Roberts
tonight.
I think they've made it a little tougher on their own manager.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dave, I think you guys were just talking about who talked to Doc at his press conference or whatever, and he said this comes from the top of the organization.
Well, it does.
It does. So, I mean, that could be Dave saying, this ain't all on me.
Well, that's the thing, because you think it takes some balls to do something like this, because if it backfires, then you get a lot of questions to answer. But the people that are really making the decisions probably don't have to answer those questions. That's part of what they're paying Dave Roberts for, to answer those questions in case something goes wrong. And here's my thinking. I know 2021 baseball is different than when I grew up following baseball. It's just totally different. This would have never happened. But you're a 106-win team. It's like, do we need to get cute in the fifth game, an elimination game for both teams? Or do we go with a guy who's pitched really well against the Giants, except for one start down in L.A., who's pitched really well up here at Oracle, and who pitched really well just a few days ago? I mean, do we need to do all that? Because if something, anything, goes wrong just a little bit, if Urias isn't sharp coming out of the bullpen, if Knebel gets knocked around in the first two innings, whatever the case may be, if something happens, then people are going to go, hey, didn't you guys win 106 this year? What are you doing?
Yeah, I think I agree with you, and it's Urias has been.
There's I agree with you again. Yeah. He always does that with me.
Yeah.
Like it's a shame. Like damn, I got to agree with you again. Yeah.
I'm agreeing with Tom Tolbert.
Dave, agreement. I'm writing it down.
I'd like Dave to get to a point where he goes, hey, I agree with you, and I'm pretty happy with that.
Totally agree with you, Tom.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. It's I would have been strutting in here with Urias getting the ball like we are the baddest team
100%.
On the planet. We won the World Series.
20-game winner.
We just beat you down in game four, and here we come.
Yep.
Yeah. I think that's how I would have done it.
Yep, but it's 2021.
And teams are looking for every little edge. And one thing that's really interesting, Gabe Kapler's talked about this a lot this year. One thing that he's learned as a manager, he says, is maybe the tiniest little advantage isn't worth it if you give up something else, even if that something else is not tangible, if it's just sort of a feel or a confidence. So maybe chasing every tiny statistical advantage isn't always the way to go as a big league manager. And this, to me, feels like maybe trying to do that.
Yeah. Well, here's my question as a long time ago former athlete. What do you give up seeking every little numerical advantage? What do you give up in the human element? Like, what do you give up by telling – I know Urias can come out of the bullpen, but what do you give up by telling him, you know, we know you can do it.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the total trust guarantee.
I know you've been great, but we're going to push you back tonight. What do you give up to a team telling them, hey, we won 106 games, we feel like we're the best team in the big leagues, but we're going to do it this way tonight? Like, you can't, that's the thing, you can't quantify. And I'm wondering what a locker room thinks, what a pitcher thinks, who won 20 games and had great numbers. What are those? Like, how do you weigh those? Because I think if you go strictly by the numbers, you're going to miss the human element, and the human element's a huge part of the game.
Maybe I'm dead wrong, but my guess is if you had polled the Dodgers yesterday and said, should we just start Urias or should we mess around? If they've got a 26-man roster, I bet 24 of those guys say, let's just start our guy.
I think you're undercounted. I think all 26 of them do. Because you can't tell me that there are not some guys in that clubhouse right now, not too far away from where we are, going, do we really need to do this?
Yeah, it feels
hell,
like...
even Corey Knebel said, dude, I'm good where I am.
Yeah, exactly.
The man start.
I think they do really trust him, but oh, yeah. I guarantee you he's got some butterflies going right now because he got circled. Now, Larry's right. He had pitched really, really well down the stretch. They feel very comfortable with him. But he got circled as a guy. You're setting the tone for the biggest game in 130 years of baseball between these two teams.
What's the line in Airplane? Good luck. We're all counting on you.
Yeah, exactly.
And please, don't call me Shirley.
Exactly. Excuse me, stewardess. I speak jive. Okay, let me ask you about Kapler. Because Kapler, I think we'd love to go Webb to maybe Doval, right? Or Webb to Gausman to Doval. But if he couldn't go Webb all the way through, what do you think of going Webb to Alex Wood? And I like Alex Wood in this position because he's such a competitor and he could give you some length. And I think he seems like a guy, he was just in this pressure last year. I like the look on the feel of Wood on the mound earlier in the series. What do you think?
There you go.
Here's what I would say. My guess is if it's the fifth inning, the sixth inning, and all of a sudden they're hitting Webb around a little bit or his command leaves him or whatever, and the bases are loaded and Corey Seager's coming up, Jose Alvarez is your guy. I think Alvarez,
for one batter,
for one hitter, for an existing inning, for, oh, my gosh, we got to get a guy up now.
Right.
Right now, I think it's Alvarez. I think if you get through that spot or Webb pitches you, six great innings but leaves it all out on the field, and then you got the pocket with Seager and maybe Will Smith, who hits righties a lot better than lefties, coming up, and it's a close game. I think it's a real good chance that Alex Wood, given an inning to get ready, to start an inning clean, I think Alex Wood's going to be a factor in this game. That's how I see it playing out, but that's me, not Gabe.
Dave Fleming being very generous with his time, not too far away from Giants baseball here in the year. 505. Game 5 of the NLDS here on the Sports Leader, just to get kind of baseball Giants romantic. It doesn't come down to one player or a couple of players, and we know that this Giants team, they've won all of these games. It's some surprise guys. But I really think that this is a night where Buster does something, where Crawford does something, with his glove and the bat, where I think I'm going to put Longoria in there too. I wish I could put Brandon Belt in this category, but you know where I'm going, because I think Gabe Kapler's speech after they won the division that Sunday, to me, it was so perfect and it was so pointed on so many levels, but I think it was really personal for him when he mentioned the buy-in of the older players with what they were trying to get, because to me, that's the most important thing. If those dudes don't come along, we're probably not having this conversation. Like I said, I'm being romantic, but I could really see where this is a night where those old guys who bought in are the ones who get them the biggest victory in this Giants-Dodger history.
Sure makes me feel good to have those two, especially Crawford and Posey. But I think you're right to put Longoria in there as well on the Giants' side. I mean, that just feels like an advantage. As much as, these Dodgers players are battle-tested too. Mm-hmm. But those two have been in the absolute biggest moments you can be in over and over again. And I think that does matter. And I believe in Mike Yastrzemski too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not been a great year for Yaz.
He hit it hard last game.
He did. I think if you look back at that at bat, the ball was pulled, what, like 3 feet foul?
Right.
It would have been 2-1 Giants in the, was that the second inning, bottom of the top of the second?
I think it was.
Dodgers score first. Giants come up trying to answer. You get a couple men on. Two outs, running on contact. He has a great swing and pulls it foul by a couple feet. If it's 2-1 Giants there in the second, that's a whole different game four, I think.
I agree.
So I think Mike Yastrzemski's got the personality. I know he hasn't been through all those battles that those two have been, but I think he's going to dig deep tonight and be a factor in this game.
We got something to get to before we get out of here, but this is as excited as I've been for a baseball game in quite some time, just for all the factors that I've listed. What about you? You've called a lot of baseball games, been here for the World Series, multiple. A lot of really good games, a lot of fun stuff to call. When you're driving in here, what do you think of this one? Because this one, I know it's only the first round. It feels like a World Series. It feels like World Series Plus. There's just something extra about this one. How do you feel
about it? It's the most excited I've ever been for any Giants game ever.
Wow.
Coming into it.
Really?
Coming into it. This is the most excited I've ever been.
Wow.
That doesn't mean at the end of the night.
You'll be as excited.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, heck, the Giants could win 10-1.
Exactly.
And then you don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I'm happy to sign up for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, then you might list a bunch of the Phillies games or the Matt Latos Grand Slam game or whatever and say, okay, they're the Giants class. Classics of all time, but pregame, this is the most excited I've ever been. If you came to my house, I've pruned every lemon tree. I washed both my cars. I did the dishes like they were already clean, and I did it. I was just looking for anything to do today to just get my mind, because I was driving myself crazy pacing around. So my house is spotless. The dishes are clean. The yard looks great. And now I get to call a game.
All we need is a W.
All right, before we let you go, we're going to do a redo on the highlight.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure the Nimmo was not an elimination.
You know, there was a Rangers interleague game from May that I think has a couple really good highlights.
You know what? Who knows? That may pop up. All right, go ahead. Let it run.
The pitch. A high drive into right center field. Going back is Bruce. Still going back. Adios! Pelota! It's a three-run homer for Connor Gillespie. And they are stunned in the big city. The Giants have a 3-0 lead in the ninth.
It threw me off.
That was something, wasn't it?
The Jay Bruce threw me off for a second.
Seriously, I heard Bruce. Cincinnati, you're thinking Cincinnati.
That's what who hit a right center field home run against Cincinnati?
I was not. When I heard right center field, I'm thinking, is that Uribe in Philadelphia? no. Then I heard Jay Bruce. Wait a minute. What? And now we got it. Now we got it.
We went from Mets to Mets.
Yep.
That's what would happen. That's how we got Nimmo.
Because Lamont Wade home run was very similar. A lot of similarities between that one.
Hey, Dave, thank you so much for coming down.
We know it's busy.
Yeah, we know you're ready. We love seeing you. We love hearing you. We love talking to you, but it's great to get to see you down here.
I absolutely love our broadcast in the playoffs, but it is a little crowded up in the booth pregame, so I don't mind coming down here and spreading out with you guys a little. There's a lot of briefcases and roller bags and bottles of water and who knows what else up there. Yeah, it's a little crowded.
Have a great call, man.
Thank you.
Have a great call, Dave.
Talk to you guys very soon.
Thank you, brother. Yes, sir.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.